The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm so annoyed because I can't get the temperature right in the studio. And it's a constant thing. Wednesday's here, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm a very annoyed Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're going to open up with something completely different. But it was hot, so I turned the air down. Now it's freezing in here. Everybody, Otto's nose is running.
Are you in a period?
No, I just got over it. It's an illness, you know?
You didn't know it was last week. You didn't notice her attitude? Okay, but anyways.
Hey!
Our own little ecosystem here, because as you go from room to room, the temperature changes.
Yeah,
it's like a different season in every room. So like right now it's freezing winter, but if you go to the studio next door here, it'll be like the
boiling
Sahara
hot
Desert.
Summer.
Also though, springtime is an interesting time though. It's still a little bit of like you got to wear shorts and a hoodie.
Yes.
It's a weird season,
yes.
Dude. Yes. It's a weird season.
I always look at people that do that and think your top cold and your bottom hot. Like what's going on here?
I like the hoodie with the shorts. It's a comfortable look.
Every seventh grader agrees with you, DJ Automatic. Every seventh grader agrees with
whatever.
You. But it's because what Anthony just said, the temperatures. But there are certain offices that are just like this, seasons.
It
I love
be,
that you said that.
It could be
that.
July, and in this office, I bring a hoodie because one of the rooms is going to be sub-zero.
So, why does that happen? Can an HVAC person call us? It's the same AC.
I think it's a little personal, though. I think you're a little bit of a sissy. Because
what's wrong with it? Is that what you're saying,
Dana's
Anthony?
The only person who takes off her jacket and then complains that it's cold.
And then puts it back on. It's hot. And takes it off. It's cold. And puts it on. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, we don't have to call a HVAC person, right?
We
don't have
HVAC.
To call
we
HVAC,
do.
Whatever, dude. What are you going to tell them?
I want to know why this happens. Why is it cold in one room and hot in the other?
Because you're a woman.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National... This is a serious one, guys. Denim Day, all right? Now, I love denim. I love wearing some denim, but also it's for a cause, okay? We want to rock denim to show support for victims of sexual violence. More information at denimday.com.
Wear your
serious.
Denim today.
This is actually
put
a worldwide
jeans
thing,
on.
Too, so it's pretty cool.
Well, it started in Italy with one case. This woman had been raped, and the man who raped her was set free.
Everyone started wearing denim to
to protest what had happened because the woman was wearing jeans and one of the judges said, oh, well, then you must have wanted your pants off.
Shame.
So that's why we wear denim today.
There we go. All right, we'll go right along next to National Pretzel Day. Hello.
Hey.
Man, dude.
Not as serious. But
delicious.
I love a pretzel, man. And, like, you know, I like them. You guys like them chewy or crunchy?
I like the big ones.
Oh, you like
oh
them
no. Oh. I like the big, the soft ones that you dip them in the cheese.
You can't even agree on pretzels. How are we going to agree on air conditioning? All right, and let's go to wrap it up on Administrative Professionals Day, everybody.
Hey, shout out to all the administrative professionals out there, from the people that assist the big man to the people that answer the phones.
Yes.
Our front desk has a revolving administrative professional.
And they're all great at what they do.
They're all like 25-year-old girls.
Hey, we got men up there, Cheese.
Ooh. Oh,
Cheese.
Yeah, we got a guy named Cheeseburger up there, dude.
Oh, every once in a while he's up there, yeah.
Give him his credit.
Yeah, he's the biggest talker of them all, dude.
I know. Chatty you up when you walk in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, this crazy crimes of passion begins in 1990 when 20-year-old Tanya Hughes was found on the side of the road, believed to have died in a hit and run. When paramedics arrived, she was still clinging to life. So doctors went through her things. They called her husband, Clarence Hughes, also the father of her 2-year-old son, Michael, who arrived the next day. He didn't even show up the day of.
What?
Tanya didn't make it. She passed away. Now, she worked as an exotic dancer. So, of course, police began questioning her coworkers, who told them they believed she was being abused by her husband.
She had bruises the whole backside of her. She said she slipped and fell. Yeah, no different. And it was bad.
All right, so obviously women will hide that if they're being abused. But, you know, she's an exotic dancer, so that's how they noticed all the bruises. So here's where the story takes another turn. Tanya Hughes, and she passed away. Of course, paperwork has to be filed because this person is deceased. And the person, Tanya Hughes, had already passed. This young woman was using someone else's identity.
Oh, okay.
Tanya Hughes
was not Tanya Hughes.
No, she was using someone else's social security card. So who was the woman in the hospital who later died? Police began circulating her photo on the news. One woman recognized her, but not as Tanya, as Susan Marshall. And the man, Clarence Hughes, was not her husband, but her father, Warren Marshall.
Oh.
Her best friend in high school, Jenna Fisher, said Sharon was an exemplary student, had a full ride to Georgia Tech in aerospace engineering. And she just said how beautiful she was. Just a standout beauty in high school. So Jenna goes on to say she spent the night one time with Sharon. Her father came into her bedroom with a gun, ordered me to lay down on the floor, put a sleeping bag over my head, and raped her best friend, his own daughter, at gunpoint. The next day, Sharon said, "Daddy's just like that. I'm okay. You're okay. Let's just go." And she says she didn't tell her parents because she was afraid that this man would kill her. Now, Sharon got pregnant by this man, supposedly her father. She was forced to give the baby up. She got pregnant again. She was forced to give the baby up. She was pregnant again with her third child. Remember, we talked about Michael at the very beginning. So she was allowed to keep this child. But after she died, the man known as her husband kidnapped him from foster care and ran. Who is this man? Who is this man?
A bad man.
He's a fugitive. His name was Franklin Delano Floyd. 30 years later, the young woman who died alone in the hospital was finally identified as Suzanne Marie Savakis, daughter of Sandy Chipman, who was married to Franklin Floyd in 1974. He kidnapped Suzanne and her younger brother Cliff in 75. So it turns out Suzanne had given birth to two babies earlier. We talked about that. That's how all of this comes together. Those DNA tests prove who she was. Dang. Because of her other siblings. Oh, and the little boy Cliff is now a man. In 2019, through genealogy, he took a test and found out, oh my gosh, I'm not even who I thought I was. So he kidnapped these two kids, but the little girl he had the whole time. And she died not knowing who she really was. And her mother told authorities back in 1975, he took my kids.
I went to the police station immediately and told the police he had taken my children. The police said, are you legally married to him? And I said, yes. And the police said, well, then that's a civil thing. You'll have to take care of yourself.
This was a lot.
I'm
still trying to wrap my head around Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher's her best friend.
Okay, knew just for clarification, don't get mad at me, but that's not the Jenna Fisher who plays Pam in The Office.
It is not. No, okay. I thought this is crazy.
This story's wild. It could be. I don't know.
I wonder how many people are kidnapped and taken and live their lives never knowing who they are. And he never admitted
more than we think
to killing Suzanne, but he did admit to killing his own child, Michael. He shot Michael in the back of the head when he was 6 years old.
Ooh.
And by the way,
this guy is a monster.
Franklin died on death row January 2023.
Oh, darn.
And I know, I shouldn't dwell on this, but I wish she would have known who she was. I wish that her mother would have been able to find her. There's just so much to this story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are 8 places in your house that you might never or hardly ever clean that can make it smelly. So I'll share this study with you in case you missed it. 3 stories you need to know, DJ Automatic. You first.
In case you missed it, 175 years ago, there was a gold rush in California bottom of the Sierra Nevada.
Everybody moved west and none of us were alive, so we missed it.
We all missed it, but because of all the fires and the record-breaking snow that has happened in the Sierra Nevadas, they've had over 60 feet of snow.
Right.
It has loosened the soil, and gold is coming into the rivers again.
What?
People are finding chunks of gold in the rivers.
Chunks of gold?
Yes. So in the original gold rush area, they are finding them. I'm talking about nuggets of gold.
I want to have a vacation with you on the river there, and we can find enough gold to make you a new chain. Oh. Let's do it.
I think you'll find enough gold to make you some hoop earrings.
So the reporter the reporter covering the story actually went with an amateur gold finder, and the guy found $100 worth of gold in 20 minutes.
In 20 minutes?
Yes.
A professional gold digger?
I don't know what to call him, a gold finder or gold digger. I don't know what he's
called. Those are the women that date the NBA players.
Those are the other professionals.
Gold digger.
Tomato. And you know what? Tomatoes make ketchup. You know what ketchup is good for? French fries. You know what is not good for you? French fries. Don't get upset with me, guys. Don't get mad at me.
I don't care.
Listen. New research suggests that French fries may be linked to depression. In case you missed it, recent research provided
to me by... There's very few things in life that make me happier.
I know. People are getting... Don't Fry the messenger, everybody. All right, listen, they're saying the consumption of fried foods, especially fried potatoes, is linked to 12% higher risk of anxiety and 7% risk of depression versus those who don't eat fried foods.
Well, guess what? I air fry mine, so suck it.
Oh, plot twist. I like the loophole. Okay. I like the loophole.
I air fry mine.
Listen, y'all, I'm not here to spread this French fry negativity propaganda, all right? There is some fine print that comes with this study.
What's the fine print? They're not sure
if it's depression because people are depressed prior to the fried foods, or they eat the fried foods and then get depressed.
No. They're depressed before, because there's never been a time in my life where I'm eating a fry where I'm not happy.
When you pull into any fast food joint and give me fries, I'm the happiest ever. And everybody listens like, yeah, exactly. All right, in case you missed it, a new study released by MSNBC says there are 8 places you never clean that could make your house stink. Number 1, the filter in the hood range. You know the little filter
underneath, because all the stinky foods.
Yeah, you got to put that in.
Especially if you do fried foods.
Vinegar and water, put that in there, clean it out. Number 2, your dishwasher and the filter. Automatically never run a dishwasher. We need to do something in there.
We don't use the dishwasher, and if you open it, it just smells awful.
Because I never run it. I need to run it.
I didn't know women came with filters now.
I'm going to kick you. Number 3, the top of your fans. Which we do often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little dusty.
Okay. So number 4, your coffee pot. It does get a little old in there, and it can cause some smells. I clean ours all the time with vinegar and water. Easy to do. Just run it with that. Number 5, behind and underneath the furniture.
Oh.
The stuff that lives
balls,
in there.
Dog hair.
Oof. Stanky, stanky. Number 6, air filters and vents throughout your house. Number 7, and this is so stinky, I know I do it all the time, your garbage disposal. I clean it regularly, and it doesn't matter. It just stinks. If you let it sit in there, clean it out. And finally, one that I didn't know, number 8, your washing machine. Also, when it comes to your washing machine, never leave the lid down because you grow mildew.
Oh,
well, let me tell you something.
That thing smells bad.
Yeah, you got to get that. Yeah, you got to drop some stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'm just bothered by the fact that you said you're going to give us 6 and you gave us 8, okay? Because that's more stinky places than I was ready for.
You know what? You're right. I miscounted. My house really smells, huh?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I thought Bad Bunny was a lover, not a fighter, but he got into a serious altercation. Is he in legal trouble? I'll talk about this story and more. Daily Dirt is the best gossip, brought to you by Lowe's Famous People's Birthdays First, Anthony A.
The host of Hot Ones, Sean Evans, celebrating his birthday. Kevin James, Carol Burnett, Aaron Judge, Channing Tatum, and Melania Trump as well.
Okay, so I want to talk about Kanye West and his wife, Bianca. They were out for a little date night at Cheesecake Factory. You know they're sitting next to each other, not across. Mm-hmm. And they say when you sit next to someone, you're the most in love.
Oh, they're newlyweds. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you what she looks like or what her name is, though.
Well, she wears that mask over her head.
But they're wearing those bodysuits. You know, bodysuits are cool when you're going into Cheesecake Factory. But after you tackle that meal, that things are stretching, boy.
Those are large portions.
Yeah, they left that thing look like a fat Gumby.
Bro.
All right, I'm going to switch gears now and talk about Adele, who appeared on the James Corden show for the very last carpool karaoke.
We could have had it all.
Interesting, because they played the first time she was on, and this time they kind of did a mash. She was doing backup vocals. Oh my gosh, the amount of weight she's lost, though.
Oh,
that was the most incredible thing to see. She talked about that. She said she hated musicals and then began singing all these incredible musicals, and she talked about her divorce as well. So it was a nice ending to carpool karaoke and a nice new beginning for Adele. All right, and then finally, Bad Bunny, a couple nights ago on WWE Raw, he hits Damian Priest in the head and body with a stick. That's the guy that beat him up last time. Eddie challenged him to a fight.
Hey, Damian, I'm not hosting Backlash anymore. I'm going to Puerto Rico to kick your ass. May 6th, Backlash en mi casa, Puerto Rico. Damian Priest, Bad Bunny, in a street fight, cabrón. A ver si es verdad que tú eres hombre.
Jeez, first he's attacking Devin Booker, then Harry Styles. Now, now Damian Priest, this guy's got anger issues.
No, it's all part of his character within the WWE realm. The term turning heel, it means you're becoming a bad guy.
Oh, is that what it is? And he's a bad bunny.
Well,
he said you can't really hate a bunny, whether they're bad or not. They're always cute.
May I say that he might be a better WWE superstar than music artist?
But I don't know.
You may say that, but it's not true.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
McDonald's is doing something they've never done before, and I'm excited about it. Food news inside hottest hashtags. It's Wednesday, so we're almost to the weekend. We're halfway there. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Nugget.
All right, so yesterday, President Joe Biden formally announced his 2024 reelection bid, and he was able to stay awake the entire time.
Come on, man. Damn.
I kid. Don't be mad at me. He will be, if he is reelected, the oldest president to ever be in office. I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, he's there and you got the other side. I'm just like, oh, you.
No better option at this point. That's what it is.
Don't speak on who people should vote for. Don't worry about what people do.
No, this is me. This is my opinion. Sleepy Joe is the best option right now.
Yeah. We don't know. Not everybody has made their announcement. Let's just hold on, okay?
Maybe somebody will challenge him.
As you like to say, hold your horses. Food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's is releasing the Big Mac sauce cups this week.
So we get to dip the sauce?
They took a play out of the Chick-fil-A playbook.
Uh-huh.
And you know how they have Chick-fil-A sauce? Now they have Big Mac sauce.
Whoa.
I'm down for it.
Oh, man. Now I'm thinking about dipping my McDouble into this Big Mac sauce.
Or your fries.
That's something I've never done before.
I thought of my fries because when I order a Big Mac, I like to smoosh my fry into the bun with the side of the sauce on it, and it just tastes good. I don't know.
I mean, Big Mac sauce is basically Thousand Island sauce.
With like a little mayo in there or something?
Yeah,
it's got something in there.
Yeah, it's got a little special something
in
there.
I'm down for it. All right, let's pull
it. What Ronald's doing with it.
They brought Hamburglar back. Did you hear that? All the throwbacks.
Do you know what I was surprised by? The Big Mac was established in 1968. I didn't realize it was that old.
Hell yeah, dude. Classic, bro. What a revolutionary invention, dude. That's one of the best things America ever came up with.
It's cheese, meat, and bread.
I agree. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Book Mobile Day, everybody. That's the thing for the mobile libraries in your neighborhood.
Oh,
have you guys
that.
Ever seen them? Like the little
I have seen a book mobile.
You ever seen one of those little things that you kind of set up and people just put free
like
books
when
in
the,
there?
Oh, the little, like, you they trade look
books.
Like little, yeah.
You trade
I
books.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
May I suggest that we here in the U.S. read more?
Oh,
pick
please.
Up a book. Put the TikTok down.
And something very important and something that is close to me, National Denim Day, which is showing support for victims of sexual violence.
A big deal right there. We're denim today. Yeah.
And we'll go right along next to saluting all the people that make the office go around and keep it functioning. It's Administrative Professionals Day.
Hey, thank you. Salute all y'all. Yes.
And we'll wrap it up on National Pretzel Day, y'all.
Okay, I'm going to say something here, and it's a very unpopular opinion. I get it. I don't like them soft, big pretzels.
Oh.
They're just waiting to stop you up with cheese, especially. You're just like... Hear me out now.
Get the soft pretzel and dip it into the McDonald's Big Mac sauce.
Genius.
Hello, come on.
I think we got a new invention.
Somebody from McDonald's is listening. They're going to take this and make the sesame seed covered pretzel or something.
Oh, man. I just like had an ideal orgasm. That is, that is good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was breaking down the 8 places that you need to clean your house in order to get that funky smell out.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it got me and DJ Automatics talking about it. And we want to help the homies out. So we're going to give the homies 7 things women notice at your place the first time they sleep over. Mm. Let's welcome you to do.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A, and my compadre, sir, DJ Automatic. Automatic, do you remember the first time Dana Cortez went over to your place? She is your wife now.
Yeah, kind of. I was trying to think of which place it was. I moved a lot.
Did you ever have to do the cleanup before she got there? Did you straighten up, make it tidy, or no?
Of course I did. I was living by myself. I was a single man. I lived this tidy life because you never know what can happen when you're a single man.
Dude, you never know. And I'll never forget, I had a woman stay with me for a weekend, and I deep cleaned my whole place, dude. I thought I did everything, bro. I was in there like Mr. Clean, walking around, doing it all. And then the first thing she walks in, she notices all your clocks are off.
Dang.
Oh.
That's what she tells me, dude. She doesn't even notice the smell, the scent, all the work I put in. She just looks right at my microwave and my stove and goes, why are your clocks broken? I was like, oh. All right. But here's something a woman's going to notice right away. How legit your bed is.
Oh, of course, because if she's going to get in it, she wants to make sure it's clean and that it's comfortable.
And the biggest thing with this one, homies, is not getting it off the ground, right? You don't...
No, that's a big one, but true players have nice bedding.
Nice bedding, that's a thing. But at least get you a box spring. All right, get you a box spring at
you
least.
You can't have it on the ground and be a true player, sorry.
Come on, bro, all right. And the next thing is the state of your bathroom. Come on, y'all got to clean that toilet.
Clean up the little hairs.
Yeah, dude, get it all off of there, bro. For me, you know what it is? This is going to get a little graphic. The mirror on in front of my bathroom sink when I brush my teeth,
yeah.
It kind of like...
You get the little splatters.
Yeah, splatters. I got to clean those up. Ugh. And, oh, man, this one hurts. Your towel supply.
If you don't have hand towels, let me tell you, no woman is going to take you seriously.
I remember the first time I got called out for hand towels. I was so confused because me and the lady just got done having, adult time. And then she's going to get mad at me because I don't have hand towels. And I was like, but I was just old.
I remember the first time I bought hand towels and I thought, what a waste of money.
Homies, go get hand towels. That's what women love, all right? And another thing is relics of past relationships, all right? Oh. Sweep the place. Make sure there's nothing left over from your past boo.
Clear the house of hairs.
And God. And women are going to snoop, all right? So if at any point she's kicking it with you and you're going to leave her alone in your place, just know she's going to go through some things.
The medicine cabinet's going to get looked through.
Ah, this one dings me every time a girl comes over to my place. What's in the refrigerator?
What's in your fridge right
now? It's horrid, dude. Some bad blueberries. I know that. I didn't ever eat those blueberries. A big case of water, a six-pack of cider.
Nothing to eat, though.
Nothing to eat, but I got ketchup, ranch dressing, and mustard, too, on the side. Yeah, it's horrible. I never forget. Oh, my God, this girl, her name's Raven. She's a nurse. She came over to my place, and the first time she opened my refrigerator, she goes, Anthony, what is this? Oh, God, it cut me down. And women are also going to know those hard-to-reach places when you're cleaning.
Oh, all right? That's behind what the fridge.
Oh.
Clean behind the toilet.
Behind the toilet. Behind your bed and underneath your bed, too, bro.
Hit it with a vacuum.
Yeah, right. And the final thing is childhood keepsakes. All right. Now, I guess
is that good to display them or to put them away?
It could be here and there. It could be here and there. Because according to the website, AskMan.com, this lady said that she went over to a dude's house and that he had stuffed animals all over his bed.
Creepy.
Creepy. All right.
And I will say this. If you want a trophy for, let's say, basketball, baseball, or football in sixth grade, you don't have to display it now.
Put it down, dude. Put it down.
Nope.
But you know what is good? A good baby picture of you and your mom.
Oh.
All right. That's cute. Women going to like that. Women going to like that. All right. Let us know if there's anything we missed. And homettes, please chime in. We need some input for us and the homies at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.